Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about Are You Okay Day, which is a national day of action. And this year is on the 12th of September 2013. It's the second Thursday of September every year. And Are You Okay Day is dedicated to reminding people in the community to regularly check in with the people in their lives, their family, friends, work colleagues, and actually have the conversation about how people are travelling. Try and break down the walls of silence, which unfortunately in the Australian community mean that a lot of people suffer in silence and are at risk of harm and suicide as a result of that. Are You Okay Day was started in 2009, and so it occurs every year. And research actually suggests that having the conversation with another person is not only good for our own well-being, it's good for theirs, but it also helps the person feel valued and supported. And there's a lot of evidence that's starting to suggest that linking people with supportive social relationships and social connection is actually a really, really important preventative factor when it comes to suicide prevention. So having this conversation is no small feat. But first, I thought we'd start by talking about what stops people from actually asking and checking in with the people in their lives. Unfortunately, a lot of people feel that it's just a really personal and uncomfortable thing to talk about, not only their own feelings, but to talk and encourage other people to talk about theirs as well. They feel like they might be busybodies or that they might be crossing a line, that it's not their business. But I would actually say to them, if not you, then who? Who's going to have this conversation with someone else and just make sure that they're okay? Other people simply don't feel equipped, that this is too big, it's too difficult. What if the other person says some really serious and difficult stuff? I don't know how to deal with it. And all of these are things that just unfortunately prevent people from actually asking their friends and family how they're traveling and are you okay? So this week we're going to do a few quick tips on how you can have the Are You Okay conversation. First and foremost, start it with just a general conversation, a catch-up, preferably somewhere private, but if not, over a cup of coffee in the workroom, in the staff room, or invite your friends out for a cup of coffee one afternoon. And start with really general questions like what's been happening, what's going on, what's going on for you at the moment, particularly if you've noticed that there's something happening for the individual, and being able to reflect to them that, you know, you don't really seem like yourself at the moment, and, you know, I'm just wondering if you're okay, if you're traveling okay, is the start of actually providing the space for them to consider and to be able to talk about what's happening for them. Secondly, listening without judgment and using to the best of its ability our empathy muscle and hearing really what's going on for the person and how that's made them feel, and not just rushing in and trying to tell them what they should do or solve the problems for them is really important as well. Thirdly, encouraging them to actually take some action on that. The internet at the moment is a really, really powerful resource for people to be able to do from the comfort of their smartphone or tablet device at home, at work, a little bit of research on things like depression, anxiety, things like, you know, dealing with stress and what they might be able to actually do about that. And encourage them to take one step, such as see their GP or call a phone line and talk to someone, check in with their employee assistance program, one thing that they might be able to meaningfully do to make this different for them. So we're not just talking, we're talking about action too. And then maybe offer them support in that and follow them up. Say, why don't I give you a call in a week and see how you're doing? Unfortunately, some people will probably outright deny that there's a problem. And I guess that's okay. What you can do is also just say that you're still concerned about them and express that concern. And that may be enough to provide them with permission later on down the line to be able to talk about what's happening for them. It is okay to actually acknowledge that you're not okay. Too often, I think, in Australian society, we skip over the reality of our situation, we keep it superficial, and we put on a brave face and tell people, yep, everything's fine, nothing's going on. This also increases the risk that we might be not dealing with some of the stuff that's going on for us, and we may actually shut ourselves off for some support, from some existing support. We can all probably be a little bit more okay with saying that we're not okay as well. So, this week's mind game. Think about the people in your world, the people that might be sitting across from you at the dinner table, around the corner from you in the office, that you might share a train journey with, that you might be in a study group with at an education facility. And think think about those people in your life and pick two or three and ask them this week in the spirit of Are You Okay Day, the 12th of September, how they're traveling. Ask the question, are you okay? Be okay with asking, are you okay this week with Mind Games?